prayer changes things, and we have a limited time before there is a crucial moment in the history of the United States of America. And as we look back in our history, there has been times where there has been calls to prayer that, and repentance that have changed the course of our nation's future. And with me today is Troy Anderson, the author of The Trump Code, and Pastor Paul Begley. And we are talking about this prayer movement, 40 Days to Save America. For more information about this, you can visit revelationwatchers.com. But we're going to talk about this amazing prayer movement. So, Troy, how did this prayer movement get started specifically?
Yeah, John, this movement is inspired by the interview I did with Billy Graham back in 2013. I wrote a seven-part series of articles. And in that interview, what really struck me is he said, when God sent the prophet Jonah to Nineveh to warn them of judgment, the king and the people repented, and he believed the same thing could happen again, this time in America. So I was so inspired by that. In my second book, Trumpocalypse, we called for a national day of repentance. And then just by a gigantic miracle that actually happened, it was called The Return. It was on the National Mall. About 250,000 people showed up, and 42 million people watched that. And President Trump actually flew over in Marine One and issued a proclamation for a day of prayer and return. He's the first president to do this since Abraham Lincoln. And then this year, we had this great North American eclipse. It went through all these towns called Nineveh. Who knew there's all these towns called Nineveh, America? So I wrote that story for Charisma. Is this our Nineveh moment, our chance to turn back to God? So here a couple weeks ago, I was talking to Dr. Larry Kefauver. He's a writer for Kevin Jess, who's a co-founder of Return. And the thought just sort of popped in my head, 40 days to save America. We need to pray, fast, and repent before September 26th to November 5th, the 40 days before the election. And perhaps we can see a big turnaround in America. So that's the idea behind this campaign.
Yeah, so we are in the midst of this right now as we're recording this. And whenever people are watching this, you are always welcome to pray. But specifically, this movement is from September 26th until November 5th, which is Election Tuesday. Pastor Paul, what is your involvement with this? And what is God speaking to you about these prayers?
Well, when Troy approached me with this, I thought it was a great idea. And, 40 days before the election, we started this fasting and praying. And then it's amazing how things in America has come to a head. We have this horrible hurricane that recently hit and the devastation it's done in about 11 states. And you couple that with the strike of the longshoremen and what this has done to the supply chain. America mm-hmm. is really in a critical moment. But we are a nation that has been bleeding from the southern border. We've been hurting all across America with these endless wars, and people are confused. So this was America really needs clarity, and yeah. Only God can give clarity. So I think what Troy did when he brought this up and said, "Hey, Paul, we got to pray," and I told my followers that, and thousands of them now have joined in. This 40-day fast and prayer, it will change things, John.
So for 40 days, what is the strategy that the Lord has given you guys to really keep everybody motivated and moving forward in unity? Because it's one thing to say, let's pray for this period of time on the calendar, but how are you keeping people unified? Because we know that when there is an agreement in prayer, when there is unity in prayer, there's power.
Yeah, John. So what we're doing is we have this newsletter called revelationwatchers.com. It's a joint newsletter with Pastor Paul Begley. And each day we're sending out a prayer. And we're also including prayers of the presidents, from George Washington to Abraham Lincoln. They would often call for these national days of prayer, fasting, and repentance. Sometimes they call it humiliation. And George Washington, he credited that event with the birth of America, with the colonial forces beating the British Empire during the Revolutionary War. Abraham Lincoln, in 1863, he called for a national day of prayer, fasting, and repentance. And he credited it with the North, winning over the South and ending the scourge of slavery and saving the country. And so there's many presidents that call for these events. It's all modeled after what the ancient Hebrews would do at times of national crisis. They would call for a sacred solemn assembly, and they would ask God to intervene. They would pray, fast, and repent. And God would intervene and turn things around. America is experiencing a classic civilizational collapse. This is what experts have told me that I've interviewed. There's been many different, civilizations throughout history. They lasted about 240 years on average. I think we're about 10 years past our expiration date. And so we are witnessing all the different signs that experts see with civilizational collapses in the past. And so I think the only answer for America is to turn back to God in prayer, humility, and repentance, and ask him to intervene in this situation.
So why do we need to get to a place of prayer, fasting, and repentance? It seems like if we are the children of God and we've been, you know, we've are doing what we're supposed to be doing, it seems like there wouldn't be this need. How did this happen? How did we get to this place where I believe that prayer, fasting, and repentance is the right answer, is the things that we need. But how did we get here, Pastor Paul?
Well, I think it starts, great question, John. I think it starts with the fact we're not doing what we're supposed to do. And that's allowed us as a nation to fall into this abyss of darkness spiritually. Now, I'm not saying Christians aren't doing what they're supposed to do, but as a country overall, we've allowed a lot of the left agendas and some of the anti-Christian, Judeo-Christian principles to be removed systematically from our schools, from our homes, from our judicial system. And after a while, you know, you can't just keep walking as a society contrary to the word of God. Things will break down. And then when things break down, people realize we got to do something. And the Christians always say, well, we got to get back to God. Okay, so here we are at that critical moment where it's time to pray, to fast. Because the Lord said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people that are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, he said, I would hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sin and heal the land. So We've got to forsake the wickedness that's been going on and cry out to God. God's wanting to hear from us. We're doing that now.
Yeah. So you mentioned earlier, Troy, about The Return, which was this, I remember watching it on streaming devices because I couldn't be there in Washington, D.C. for that. But I remember that literally as this was happening, this return event, we had Jonathan Cahn was on stage and they were blowing the shofars. This was a significant moment. And literally as that was happening, I was watching on my iPad on one device and on another device, I was watching the announcement of the Supreme Court Justice nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, which we know that the appointing of her really solidified what would eventually become the overturning of Roe versus Wade in the Dobbs versus Jackson case. So we see some direct connections with that spiritually, prophetically there. What other things have you seen? And what are some of the things that you believe that we might see?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, after the return, many people thought that, you know, President Trump would get elected in 2020, but then he didn't. And so why is that? I mean, you know, we know about everything that happened probably in the background, but, you know, why did God allow that? So I think that, you know, God wanted to reveal to us just how wicked and corrupt everything's become. In the last 4 years, people sort of woke it up to this agenda. You know, we've got the United Nations Agenda 2030. You know, you own nothing and be happy. You know, the World Economic Forum's Great Reset Plan. You know, they're pushing us into some kind of global system. And the concern is, I mean, you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. warned not too long ago, is it possible we could go into some kind of totalitarian system? You know, I don't know how fast something like that could happen. But, you know, the Apostle John warned in the book of Revelation that at some point there would be a rise of an Antichrist and a false prophet in a one world system, mark of the beast. And so are we on the verge of those events? You know, Pastor Bailey and I wrote a book called Revelation 9/11, sort of exploring that. You know, I've got this book, The Trump Code, looking at, you know, what role might God have for President Trump? I mean, we just watched two assassination attempts and he survived everything. Mm-hmm. So it seems like God's hand is on him. He has a mission and purpose for him. And so I think it's incumbent on us to pray, fast, you know, repent and intercede for our country.
Yeah. So, Pastor Paul, I have this question for you. So 4 years ago, we had this return, the repentance. And I've been to many rallies and I've been to many events where there is a call for repentance. My question for you is, when have we repented enough?
Good question. Well, whenever we repent and change, which is what the word repentance means. I mean, it's one thing to say, Lord, I'm sorry. But if you don't ever change, if you want things to change, you got to change some things. And when we repent and say, Lord, we're guilty, We're repenting of this, and we're going to walk on a different path. We're going to follow your path. And when we start to see America shift in that direction, and it does, it starts at the pulpits across America and inspiring the people to do it. And then we see the results of it in the legislative branches or the executive branches when it filters up all the way to the top of our government. When we start seeing laws passed, when we start seeing Supreme Court justices have the courage to make the right decisions, when we see presidential candidates stand up for what's right and to run against the grain in a lot of cases, then God sees true repentance. He sees there's a change going on. He steps in then and brings, you know, he'll part the waters at that point.
So you're saying primarily that repentance starts in the heart, but then it needs to get to our feet and our hands.
Absolutely. I mean, it's no good if you don't, you know, the Bible says faith without works is dead, you know? Yeah. So believing's one thing, but doing's another. And if you put the two together, it's a winning recipe. And through the prayer and fasting and these 40 days, look, Nineveh, as Troy said, the Nineveh moment that Billy Graham spoke to him about in that great interview, the Nineveh moment certainly is this. They got desperate. Sometimes it takes desperation to get participation. And then when that took place 40 days later, God held back the, you know, I've had people ask me, was Jonah a false prophet because he prophesied the destruction? No, the prophecy he gave was correct. The results change. When God sees us change our hearts, God can change his mind. And I think that's what we've seen happen. And we can see it again. We have our chance right now.
Yeah. So how many people have gotten involved with this that you can tell so far? And what are you expecting to, over the next 30 some days at this point, Troy?
Yeah. So far, my first co-author, Dr. Paul McGuire, he's joined us. Derek Gilbert's a host at Skywatch TV. He's joined us. Dr. Bruce Oliver has a top 100 Christian podcast. He's joined us. Dr. Larry Kefauver. And as I'm doing all these media interviews for this new book, The Trump Code, I'm encouraging believers to pray, fast, and repent during this 40 days. We're sending out these newsletters that get hundreds of thousands of opens each month. And I'm reaching out to many of my media contacts and asking them to do interviews. And so, I never expected when I called for that National Day of Repentance, it would actually happen. It's just a gigantic miracle of the Holy Spirit. So I'm believing the same thing again this time, that this message will spread across the country. It'll help, ignite this movement of prayer, fast repentance. I just saw a great video on CBN News says there's revivals of thousands of kids getting saved at college campuses across the country. So I think the Holy Spirit's moving, major things are happening. And so I just encourage people to, get involved in this. Pray fast. We just skip a couple of lunches a week kind of thing, or give up something and ask God to forgive you and try to be more moral and good and turn from our wicked ways.
Yeah. So being intentional with our repentance, being intentional with our prayers, and make sure that we are focused on what the Lord's telling us to do. And so if we want to make sure that we are united, go to revelationwatchers.com and you can get this email, which will help give you opportunities to pray for specific things on specific days with this large movement of people. And so I just want to encourage everybody to go check that out, sign up for that, because November 5th is coming and prayer can change things, and it does. And so, Pastor Paul, can I ask you to pray for everybody that's watching here? Since I don't want to miss this opportunity. If we're talking about prayer, let's pray. So, yeah. Pastor Paul, thank you.
Thank you, John. Lord, we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for your mighty blessing upon us and on America. For nearly 250 years, God, you've established a nation here. When the pilgrims come off the Mayflower, that Mayflower Compact, 34, said they would dedicate this land to the freedom to worship you. And Lord, here we are today, realizing that there are those who would like to stop your grace and your mercy to follow a different direction, one that is not even under your direction. Lord, we pray that you will help us. We repent of the sins of our nation, the sins, God, of the death of the unborn, and many other atrocities and things that have happened. But Lord, there's a lot of wonderful people in this country who truly love you. And Lord, we are crying out to you and calling on you to give us and establish for us the leadership that we need, Lord, to walk in your light and in your love. Thank you for all of these that are watching and listening and everyone that's getting involved in the prayer of agreement to save America. We thank you, God, that you truly are looking down on us. We stand, Lord, with Israel, and we stand together, and we ask it now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. For more information, go to revelationwatchers.com, and you can sign up for that today. Pastor Paul Begley and Troy Anderson, thank you guys so much for joining us today here on Charisma.